The Stroke Association says up to 9 out of 10 strokes are preventable, but many people aren't aware of that. Jay Johnson from Blair Hall has been telling us how he overcame 2 strokes and a suicide attempt to become an international darts player for Northern Ireland. The 48-year-old also plays bowls, but his sporting ambitions don't stop there. This year, he's intending to take up goal ball in a bid to get into Team GB for the 2024 Paralympics. I must warn you that some of what you're about to hear from our interview with Jay might be distressing. Support is available on the Stroke Association and Samaritan's websites for anyone affected. But now, it's time to listen to Jay's inspirational story.
With the strokes, I had my first one 8th of August 2018, about 6 months after I buried my fiance. She fought pancreatic cancer for 2 years. And during those 2 years, I was working full time, looking after her full time. Stress levels went up. I grabbed whatever I could, whenever I could, at no set eating times. Wasn't leading a very healthy lifestyle. It was just, everything was just focused on her and the cancer. After she passed away, zero motivation to do anything. And instead of cooking, I was eating takeaways and not leading a very healthy lifestyle. So that led to my first stroke on the 8th of August 2018. Pushed my rehab too hard. Weeks later, went to bed Thursday night. Woke up Friday morning, knew something wasn't right. Phoned my boss to come out to the house to pick me up, to give me a lift down to work. And told him I didn't feel right. He phoned for an ambulance and had the second stroke in my sleep, which has left me partially sighted now for life. Frontal lobe brain damage. I've got left side coordination problems, you know, a thing called clonus where my left arm and left leg will go into like spasm and tremor really fast. These are things that I'll have to live with. And the second stroke really was life-changing. My family couldn't accept how the stroke had left me and turned their backs on me to leave me totally at nobody at all. Friends walked away at nobody. That led, sorry, just talking about it, it's emotional. It led them tried to commit suicide. That year, I'd lost my fiance. I'd lost over half my sight. I was worried, was I going to wake up the next day? Or was I going to have another stroke when I went to sleep? And I couldn't see any point in life. It took me until February 2019. I went in the RNIB in Belfast to see what they could do. And they introduced me to lawn bowls. I joined the Visually Impaired Bowls group in Belfast. And that there was like the turning point for my life. I realised I could do something. Joined my local bowls club, which was one of Ireland's top bowls clubs. Made history there, being the first visually impaired bowler to play for them in 187 years. And that was where I started to turn my life around. Looked into stroke and I knew it was caused by high blood pressure. I looked at what caused high blood pressure. Diet was the big thing for me. So I started to change my diet and start to lead a healthier lifestyle so as I could minimize the risk of having another stroke. I'm on 4 tablets a day to help with that, because really I've been lucky to survive 2 hemorrhagic strokes. I really don't fancy pushing to have a third one. During the first lockdown, met a girl online from Scotland. Within 3 months, we were engaged and I moved over. The way I view life is I'm lucky to be alive. Every morning when I wake up, that's a good day. beginning of February last year, I heard about Disability Darts Scotland, reading a story about a young guy called Joe who had a stroke and started to play darts with Disability Darts Scotland. Got in touch with them, joined, played three ranking tournaments with Disability Darts Scotland, May, June, July, and then I got the message middle of July that I was selected to play for Northern Ireland at the Disability Darts World Cup and World Championships, which were being held in Scotland in September. Disability Darts, it was great because I was accepted with my faults. Nobody judged you, which is something I've got used to. People avoiding you because you've got a disability. But then with Disability Darts Scotland, you're made to feel welcome and part of the family. So yeah, I became the first visually impaired player to play in the Darts World Cup in the history of Disability Darts. There's a couple of other visually impaired players there. They played in the World Championships before I did, but I was the first one to play in the World Cup, and then they played in the World Cup later that day. Fantastic experience. You know, I was never good enough in any sport to get the international level. But yet here it was, 6 months after starting a new sport. Sorry. And here it was, 6 months. 6 months later, I was making my international debut for Northern Ireland at the Darts World Cup. Month later, out of the blue, I got matched with my first guide dog. Started the application process. I got matched after 3 months, totally out of the blue. We qualified in November. And Bailey is now a member of Disability Darts Scotland. And I found out that in the history of Disability Darts, we're the first ever guide dog partnership. I've actually done more in these past 3 years than what I did pre-stroke when I was able-bodied. I'm just loving life and just living as best I can now.
Final question for me, I suppose, Jay, is it's now, I suppose, around 2 weeks since the new year started. What has 2022 got lined up for you?
Continuing to play darts with Disability Darts Scotland, representing the Northern Ireland Company Darts Association at the international level. But, sorry, this is just my mindset now. My thinking was, I've made club history in Bulls. I've played for my country at darts. The only thing bigger, Alice, would be Team GB at the Paralympics. So this year, 2022, hopefully I'll be starting to play a sport called Gold Ball. It's a sport, Paralympic sport for visually impaired players. And my goal is, 2022 is the start of my Gold Ball career because I want to be on the plane with Team GB in Paris 2024. So as well as playing the darts, start playing Gold Ball to work towards that goal. But also now, since the Stroke Association have got in touch, hopefully one of the things I would feel proudest of was if my story and my experiences can, one, help prevent somebody else from having a stroke, maybe say because of led an unhealthy lifestyle. If my story can get one person to change that attitude, or if somebody that's had a stroke is going through the dark days that I went through, if listening to my story and what I've achieved post-stroke can help get them out of that mindset and get them to stop thinking about suicidal thoughts and looking forward to what bright days could lie ahead, I think that would be even more special than making it on the Team GB. So that's my, a small matter of getting married this August.